I'm glad that Peter here is warning us in his epistle so that we have the same advantage of watching and using discernment in our lives to deal with these false teachers and false prophets today. He mentions their names when he exposes them.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. We're so glad to have you along today as Raul continues our series exploring the dangerous influence of counterfeit Christian leaders. While genuine servants do abound in the church, it's important to recognize those in influential positions who are lovers of self rather than lovers of God. Raul will help us to see that imposters will eventually be exposed by their actions, and God can use you to draw them back to his heart. In 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 18, here's Raul Reese with the lesson, The Devastating Impact of False Teachers.
Now, as we come back this evening to this amazing chapter, which is one of the greatest chapters in Peter that is given to us, in the last year and a half, I've gotten to really know Peter's heart even better than ever before. I didn't really like Peter before. Paul was my favorite. But as I've been reading Peter's letter, first letter and now his second letter, you can see the depth of Peter's life and the depth of his spirituality that he had in spending time with God. And that he's not afraid, but he's vocal in revealing and exposing these false teachers that were seducing the flock of God, going after the people of God. And you think of how many false teachers were active in that time, and you think about today, all of the false teachers that are active even in our own nation, in our own country, in the whole world today. And yet Peter tells us here of this great judgment that is coming upon false teachers. False teachers. One of the great sins about false teachers is they're always, always asking for money to enrich themselves. Think about it. When you watch television, when you hear the radio. That's why we believe that where God leads, he provides. If he's not providing, then why should you keep your doors open? It's really important to understand that Peter is pouring his heart out here. In verse 17 of 2 Peter chapter 2, he says this. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness and darkness forever. Speaking of what? The lake of fire. That God is going to judge them. So it's really important to understand what Peter is saying here. That when these false prophets speak on television or radio or in churches or they're traveling around, he says they speak empty words. They have nothing to say. Why? Because they don't study. Check this out. Verse 18, what he says. For when they, the false teachers, speak great swelling words of what? Emptiness, or literally in the Greek, emptiness. No, look what he says here. Nothingness. Nothingness. That's the literal word. What's interesting here, Knox translates this verse like this. He says, he talks about how there's no meaning over their lives because these false teachers are into wealth and health. And all they do is promote themselves, but they never truly promote the Lord. They only use the Lord. to enrich themselves. But they really have nothing to give to the flock of God. And Peter was watching it with his own eyes. I mean, there was great persecution. Remember we went through that? Great persecution in Rome, where Caesar Nero was killing Christians, and those that didn't want to die, they came down and they said, Caesar is Lord, not God is Lord, not Jesus is Lord. And those that were really honest and really believed in Christ gave their lives by being thrown into the lion's dens, fighting with gladiators, being tortured, being cut in half, decapitated, and all these things. And here we are in the last days, living in a time where anything can happen today. A nuclear bomb can go off anywhere today. Think about that. So it's really important for me as a pastor, teacher, an evangelist to understand that Peter here is trying to unfold, he's trying to expose, but at the same time, he's trying to educate you and I about false teachers. That these false teachers, when they speak, they have nothing to say. They're only after themselves, how to enrich themselves. You know what the Bible tells us? Number one, that the false prophets are always prophesying false peace in Jeremiah 23:17. They're always speaking lies, Jeremiah 28:15. They pretend to be true, Matthew 7:22-23, but they're liars. And then false teachers, they don't really believe and accept and know God's true grace. They don't know it, according to Galatians 1:6-9. And then they are money lovers, Luke 16:14. They are truth resisters, 2 Peter 2:1. They are fable lovers, 2 Timothy 4:3-4. And they're deceitful, Ephesians 4:14. And they are lustful, 2 Peter 2:12-19, as we're seeing tonight. They're always after women. In the same verse, he says, they allure or entice through the lust of the flesh. So here he tells you exactly who they are. Galatians 5:16-20. All of the things about the flesh. They like drinking, there's drugs, there's sex, there's lying, there's anger, there's cheating, there's everything you could imagine. In Ephesians 5:1-5, he tells you the same thing. These teachers are stating that they're godly, but they're ungodly. They're not walking in the Spirit of God. They don't have the Spirit of God. They're walking in the flesh. Satan controls them. They love world desires, not God's desires. They're putting on an act. They pretend to be something they're not. And the judgment of God will come. And so it's really important for us, as Peter is writing out, he's sharing with us about these people. They live a life of error, not truth. And check this out what he says. He says, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. So these are guys that are victims of what? Of seducing women. They break up marriages. And man, I've seen it over and over where pastors, counselors, people in the body of Christ. I mean, we've had situations here where somebody from another Calvary or from another church is coming here and their wife goes there and they got a girlfriend here. And I get a call from the pastor. And because of the largeness of the church, I don't know everybody by name. But they can hide good here. And yet, where's the conviction of the Holy Spirit? And Peter really exposes the darkness behind these teachers. They were seducing and leading people astray. I am giving you the truth tonight so that you can make changes in your life. Not to continue in the path of destruction, but to change your direction to the cross of Jesus Christ, where there is truth and where there is light. And what is amazing here is that these people that he's talking about are empty. They don't like change. They live hypocrisy. They love religion. And they love being false teachers. And they're not looking for the true Messiah. They're not looking for Jesus Christ. They love what they do. The word error here literally means the unregenerate. That's what he means there. They live what? Lives that are unregenerate, lives that are sinful, not in holiness of God. And there's no shame. Number two, look at verse 19. They promise liberty and they have no liberty themselves. Notice what Peter says here. He's concluding, look what he says. While they promise them liberty, who's them? The people. While they're standing up on Sunday mornings, on Wednesday nights, or whatever night, and they're saying, peace, there is peace. Remember Jeremiah the prophet, Ezekiel the prophet? They were crying out, peace, peace, when there is no peace. No peace. And here he says that while they promise, these false teachers, them liberty, they themselves are caught up in what? In their sins. That is sending them to hell. They're not even free. They're in bondage. In bondage to themselves and in bondage to sin. And this is what's happening within the church today. And check this out, what he says. They themselves are what? Slaves of corruption. Underline that. You know what a slave is? One that is bound to that master. Alcohol can be mastering your life. Drugs, sex, power, money, all these things. Lying, cheating, that can master your life.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. We are here to help you develop a steadfast witness as you grow in your knowledge of God's Word. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for resources and join Rolf for Straight Talk on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel. Let's continue now with more of our study, The Devastating Impact of False Teachers.
And here when he's talking, I mean, he's giving us the signs to look for in these false teachers. He says they themselves are slaves of corruption, for by whom a person is overcome. So notice, whatever your sin is, whatever your appetite is, guess what's going to happen? It's going to what? It's going to feed you and it's going to consume you and destroy you. It's going to overtake you. By him also, he is brought into bondage. Isn't that interesting? It will make you a slave to that thing for the rest of your life until you come to Jesus Christ fully and completely. And I wrote some things down. Number one, he talks about having sex with these women, whether they're young or old, doesn't really matter. Number two, they speak out and they don't fear God at all. And then they translate the Bible to their own benefit and they tell people that it's okay to get a divorce so they can marry the woman. They persuade them with deceitful words, words of deceit. And that's why Peter says here, they themselves are slaves of corruption, for by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. Notice, this cannot free anybody from sin. Why? Because they lie to you. They're lying to you and they're lying to themselves. The only person that can set anybody free is Jesus Christ. And that's when you come honestly before God and you confess, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Just like when I came to Christ, I'm a womanizer, Lord. And Lord, I have a bad temper. And Lord, I hate people. And Lord, I've done this and I've done that. And it's really important that we understand that there is power through redemption. There is power through justification by faith. There is power through the atonement, the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all of our sins. If we confess our sins, what does John say? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Fully and completely. And tonight, he's the only one that can take you out of the pit. and put you and bring you to the light, Jesus Christ. Because I know that even here tonight, there are people that the Holy Spirit already has spoken to concerning these things that he's talking about. Secret sins that you discover in people's lives. And I could tell you story after story of people that have said in the church and have said one thing, but they really did something else. They were not honest with God and not honest with men. And I think it's really important that we understand that the Holy Spirit wants to transform. He wants to change our hearts. He wants to do a new work, especially in the days that we're living. These are dangerous days, very dangerous. And if these false teachers continue to grow and to develop, and they continue to lie, and they continue to look for people to disciple, people to teach, imagine those poor people that fall into that trap and begin to listen to them and begin to serve them and begin to worship with them, and then eventually they'll end up in destruction. Because there's no truth in them. Look what he says in verse 20. These false teachers are in the worst condition you have ever seen in your life. Look what he says, verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, notice, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, notice what he's saying here. That's heavy. What is he saying here? Notice they are not really saved. They're not Christian. There's no anointing. There's no Holy Spirit. These are natural people. They have never, ever been born again. Like John chapter 3 says when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new. Not these guys. He says, for if after they, the false teachers, have escaped the defilements, the word pollution there is defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What are you saying? They sit in church. They sit here in church. And what do? They listen to the knowledge of the truth. And it didn't affect them. It didn't change them. Did not change them at all. He says, so what happens if they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Notice what he's saying. When you come out of the world and then you go back into the world, the second time is worse than the first. It will kill you. It will consume you. And he's going to use something really interesting in a moment to tell you. But here is amazing that he says that because they become worse, and that's because what? Because this is a heavy thing. They don't understand that the judgment of God is heavy. It's going to come and it's going to happen. The books are going to be open, and whoever's name is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what the Bible teaches. And God is going to stand in judgment, and he's going to judge big time. Look what he says, verse 21. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. Underline that. It's better for a person if they would have never gone to church. Wow. Heavy, heavy, man. Because now you're accountable. From the first time you hear the gospel, you're accountable from now on. Peter says here, they are accountable and God will judge them. Again, look what he says. For it would have been better, notice, for them not to have known the way of righteousness. What's that? Faith in Christ Jesus. Think of all of the people that have backslidden and yet they'll never come back to the Lord. He says, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it and then to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. Notice what he says. They rejected. It's better for a person not to be in church and reject everything about God than to come here, hear the truth, and then reject it. Man, you've had it. You're accountable now. That's what he's saying. No excuse. You can't ever stand before God and say, God, I never, ever knew that. Yes, you did. I'm making you accountable tonight. That's what he's talking about. Check this out. Verse 22. They are reaping to their flesh. He says, but it has happened to them according to the true proverb. What's the true proverb? Okay, he's going to be quoting here Proverbs 26:11. He says this, a dog returns to his own vomit. And then what? A pig. Having get a bubble bath, and you dry him up and let him go, he goes right back to where? To the pit. Isn't that interesting? He goes right back to the pit. Why? Because they never really were born again of the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible tells us that when a person comes to Christ, he is regenerated. She is regenerated. They have been transformed by the power of God. The Holy Spirit regenerates us and changes our hearts. And the things that I used to do, I don't do them any longer. They're in the past. I'm living in the present, looking to the future in Jesus Christ. So it's really important for all of us sitting here tonight and those watching through the internet to understand that Peter here is giving a graphic outlook of these false teachers. They're going to be without excuse. The church is held accountable for truth like today. And these people are not born again of the Holy Spirit. They're natural men. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. The natural man does not understand the things of God. They are foolishness to him. But the spiritual man discerns all things. Discerns all things. Why? Our eyes have been opened. Our minds and our hearts have been changed. We've been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul in Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Notice, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your minds, which is God's perfect will. But the natural man, he's blind. He's deceived, and he deceives other people.
Well, it's our desire that today's lesson has been a motivation for you to respond to spiritual hypocrisy with a gracious but unwavering commitment to Jesus Christ. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson, The Devastating Impact of False Teachers, is available to you for a donation of $5 or more. To get a copy, just call us at 800-634-9165. As you consider the role that God might have you play in guiding phony religious leaders to a place of true surrender, we'd like to offer you Raul's six-part series titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. It's an eye-opening study that's available on both CD and thumb drive. Exposing the tactics of those with self-serving agendas, you'll learn how to both identify and resist those peddling an imitation faith. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order all six-message series titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. We'll send you the CD set for $21 or the USB drive for just $10. Again, that's 800-634-9165. Or write to Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We are so grateful for your partnership. Every contribution you make enables us to keep sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Join us next time as we continue this series with a challenge to follow the Apostle Paul's example of selfless perseverance in sharing the gospel. We'll see that if someone responds with resistance or even hostility, our personal comfort is less important than their eternal destiny. Now, with the closing comment, here's Raul.
So it's really important to grow in Christ and to come to that place where you know your calling of God. You know who you can talk to, who you can't talk to, the rest of the people. You pray for them. You know how many of my friends I've seen go to hell? Many of them. Drugs and alcohol. They have died. I've been at the hospital beds. And I pray with them, and they didn't want to pray with me. And they slip into eternity just like that. And they're gone forever. The only opportunity you have is here in this earth while you can breathe. God gives you the freedom to make the choice. So that's why you can't ever say, God, I hate you. You send me to hell. No, because the Bible says in Matthew 25:41, that hell was made for the devil and his demons, but not for man. Man goes there by their own choice. And heaven is a place for the righteous. Those that truly believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.